Blog Talk Radio.
We have Twitter. We have Yahoo. We have Facebook. Today's show is all about social networking, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, everyone. It is good to be back on the airwaves with you again. This is author Teresa Banks, and you are listening to LSEC Publishing Radio. And as I said there during the early intro, today's topic is on social networking, and this has been a show I've wanted to do for some time. So I hope you truly enjoy the broadcast. So no matter where you're listening, I have to say good morning to you, good afternoon to you, or good evening, because I tell you, with social networking and with people listening, you never know what time of day it is or where in the world people are. And again, that is the topic of this conversation. You know, when I think about social networking and the early days for me, I started out on AOL, which is also known as America Online. And I tell you, years ago, that was the tool to use. And in fact, I still have one of the sign-on IDs that I used way back when, called TerryAnn97. Now, the main email address that I use today and still off America Online is mailtobanks@AOL.com. But my old ID is still out there, too, TerryAnn97@AOL.com. So I have certainly been on America Online since 1997. If not, I would say a year or two prior to that. I've always loved the tool. I've always enjoyed it, and I'll probably still have an email link out there as long as AOL exists. You know, when I started using AOL, it's really interesting the way that social networking has kind of grown and evolved, because you can obviously be on the tool today just as you could back then, 24/7. But if you were on America Online around, you know, the period that I mentioned in the 90s, it was kind of expensive. I mean, you had to pay for the usage of being on their service, first of all. I can't remember if it was by the hour or by the day or how it worked, but you paid so many dollars at a time during a particular time frame. And then you had to pay for the telephone usage. So there would be some months that my bills would just be outrageous. I would have like a credit card or a checking or a savings account linked to America Online, and money would be extracted from the account that way. And then I would get a phone bill that would just be, you know, of course, its initial amount of whatever your service was. And then these charges, these America Online charges from using the phone, not the charges, I should say, them for the service, but for having used the phone to dial up. And so I was probably spending anywhere from easily $200 to $300 extra per month just to use AOL during that time frame. Excuse me, I just woke up, so my voice is still kind of developing in a way. But I found that in using AOL, I love the instant messaging. I mean, it was nowhere near as complex as it is today, where you could do it with videoing and the different fonts and all that. I mean, it was pretty basic starting out, but it was pretty cool how you could send off a message, shoot off a message, and then instantaneously someone respond to you. So I was always just so fascinated by that. And then I think what really drew me into AOL and practically using it around the clock is their online chat rooms. And I used to be in these rooms that had labels like BV over 30, which stood for Black Voices Over 30, Black Voices Over 40. And those would be the type of rooms that I would just hang out in and just type into the night, type all day long. And you could set up these chat rooms as private rooms if you wanted to just have one-on-one conversations with people and not have to worry about folks coming in cursing and saying all kinds of crazy things or interrupting the conversation, or as a public chat, one where people are just engaged in conversation, anyone can join and be involved. And there was also not as much spam. When you heard your cute little AOL message, you've got mail come up. You weren't worried that there were all these emails from some groups you hadn't even signed up for or people you didn't know. I mean, it was just more, I thought, together, where you didn't have to read a whole bunch of emails from just strangers, if you will. Now, as we take a look at the evolution here from AOL, at least for myself, I know there were other tools that were out there, other applications and services that were out there. I just chose AOL at the time. But if we look at some of the ones that are around today, they are just truly amazing. And some of my favorites have included, first of all, MySpace. I love MySpace, where you can get out there, you can have a single page, web design, create whatever you want to pretty much say about yourself. You have the ability to send and receive email. You can put pictures out there, video out there. And what's pretty slick is you could also put your own music out there, either music you created or downloaded or uploaded, so that when people come onto your site, they could hear music right away. So that's pretty nice. And, of course, people can leave different comments for you, some of which you may have to delete later, depending on what they have to say. And you could do some blogging. So I really like MySpace, and I've been still out there on MySpace for a number of years now. And then, of course, the hot one today is Facebook. And people just absolutely love Facebook with the same abilities, a lot of the same abilities I just mentioned for MySpace with the pictures and the videos and the blogging and the chatting. I tell you, it can just be crazy. I mean, you go out there, you have something called your wall. You could post different events that are coming up. You could hear about others and their events that are coming up. And I tell you, I love Facebook, and I'm out there on Facebook, but I am not online every day, all day, like I used to be early days with AOL. And so I truly don't know how people keep up with Facebook unless they're just looking at it on like a BlackBerry or iPhone all day long and responding all day long. Because Facebook can really pull you in and really get you involved, but I think it's a great tool. And, of course, the social networking tool that I'm using right now, Blog Talk Radio, of course I love this tool. I mean, you have a chance to broadcast with your voice and also connect through Skype, if you will. You can send messages to Twitter, Facebook, and Blog Talk while you're on to let people know that you are broadcasting. And for just a minute, you can almost say to yourself that I am like a radio host where I'm trying to put out information and receive information from those that are listening and that may decide to dial in and comment. So Blog Talk Radio has become one of my latest favorite social networking sites. Now, I've also enjoyed using Yahoo, and I love the way that you could connect through your webcam And you can use your voice also within the chat. So I think that's pretty slick. They have something underneath called Yahoo Messenger where you can go ahead and play with those two, combine those two together, your voice and the conversations. And, of course, a lot of other tools have adopted it since Yahoo, but I think they were one of the first that I've seen with it. And I also love the way that they picked up a site that was once under egroups.com. It's now under Yahoo and connected through Yahoo, where you can sign up to be on different lists. So let's say, for example, your hobby is fishing. You can go out there and check out Yahoo and join some list group that is all about fishing. And so you can receive messages through the system, through email or directly through Yahoo about the subject matter of fishing, where the latest ponds are, whatever there is to know, latest hooks about fishing. So you may want to check them out and see if that's something that you want to sign up to. And then, of course, another hot social networking tool is Skype, and especially those that travel a lot. They have the opportunity to connect with their webcam, have that visual view and that voice connection with those that they love or friends, and they can just talk forever and a day and be able to see people while they're talking. And as we've checked out newscasts like CNN, for example, they love to pull up someone on Skype and hear their rendition of a story. So Skype is certainly pretty cool. And the last social networking site that I want to talk about today is Twitter. And here is a device, here is a site where you can do a quick line message, send it off, and I tell you again, within seconds, you can have some message out there, some latest thing that you want to tell people. You know, I'm at Starbucks drinking some coffee or whatever, you know. And again, it's one where I was once on Twitter. I had to pull myself off because unless you're on a regular basis or, again, it's connected through your cell phone in some way, it's a little challenging, I think, to keep up with. And one thing I don't do on my cell phone, and it's not that I'm dated and don't want to do it, is I do not receive email through my phone. I don't do the data side of my cell phone. And it's because I feel I need a piece of freedom somewhere. And that somewhere place is myself. So I'm going to take a short break here, give you a little music in between. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you what I think are some of the pluses and minuses of social networking. Be right back. Okay, welcome back from that musical break. You know, some people have asked me, what in the world are you doing during that short period of time of music? And I'm just grabbing some water. I don't want to have a long pause of silence, so I just do a quick musical break. So I'm just taking a few sips of water, so now you know. Now, I said that I wanted to talk about some of the pluses and the minuses of social networking. So let me start with the benefits, the pluses of social networking. First and foremost, you can meet people all around the world. I mean, there have been days I've used one of the tools that I mentioned a few minutes ago, and I've typed to people, and they may be in Mumbai, India. They could be somewhere in China, or they may be here in the United States. And it's just so amazing to me how you can get their input, their feedback on a particular subject matter. And you can, of course, voice yours as well. And you could just sit there and chat, talk with people, type with people, hear their voice, share in their conversation, see their faces all around the world. And I think that it's awesome, social networking, in that way, where you can share with others and absorb their countries and absorb their languages and absorb what they're doing in that moment through the various tools that we have available. Something else that's a plus is that we can get the latest news updates. I mean, if we take a look at any given story on any given day, whether it be a tsunami, whether it be a flooding, anywhere again in the world, we can get the latest updates, the latest snapshots of pictures, the latest videos pretty much instantaneously off of one of the social networks. And, of course, we can also get them through people walking around with their cell phones. But once they've done that and once they've raced off home after they've captured the information, they tend to post it out there on one of the particular sites that I mentioned. And once they've done that, then you have a chance to look at it. And, of course, one tool I didn't mention that's used quite often is YouTube. And on YouTube, you can really view pretty much anything that you want, especially in a video form of what the latest and greatest happenings are. A few more pluses about using social networking, and I said this before when I was talking about AOL, is having that 24/7 access. I mean, any given moment might be 2 o'clock in the morning where you feel like you have something to say or you feel like you need someone to chat with. You could just sign on and someone will always be there. It's like always having a friend in your back pocket, so that can be pretty nice. Now, you also have the ability of high-speed or broadband access. You have wireless access. So you can get on pretty much anywhere. You could go to like a library and use one of their computers or sign up with your notebook or your laptop or your desktop somewhere like on a school campus or a college campus that permits you to connect wirelessly. And if you have the network card where you can connect wirelessly on your device, you are good to go pretty much anywhere. I mean, you can find some way to connect. And then in addition to all of that, you can use it for business purposes. Let's say you want to purchase products like off of eBay, you can. Or if you have your own business and you want to sell products, you can create your website and you can direct users to it and have them purchase something through an online store that you have at your site. And again, you are good to go. So in that regard, it is certainly really good. Now, I mentioned earlier on with AOL and the expense associated to use it. Well, nowadays, through our phone companies, we pay some flat rate. And so as a result, it's not as expensive to use as it was before. And now off the Internet, even AOL has had to get rid of their pricing scale and hop onto the program. So they still have a whole bunch of members and figure out through advertisements and other ways to get means of money. So it's now an inexpensive way to speak with people as well. And then the last couple of things that I wanted to mention on the positive side is that you have support of, let's say, a cause. There's a political cause, or let's say there's something that you want people to support, some volunteer effort. You can really rally the troops, if you will, through these different social networks. And then also if you need support in other ways, if you're going through some problem in your life. I've seen people, for example, use it when they're trying to share their story about cancer, or share their loss of a loved one, and they're looking for additional support outside of just family and friends that they may have immediately available to them. And I tell you, social networks are a great way to do that. And then the last thing I want to mention on the positive side is the ability to share data. I mean, we're sharing pictures. We are sharing video. We're sharing various files with one another, again, as instantaneously as the blink of an eye. So with that way, those ways, social networking is certainly really cool. Now, on the negative side, and there are some negatives in using these social networks as well, and the first one that I have to mention is our children. And I don't have any kids, but I have to say that that was one of the first things I realized in using AOL is the dangers that the different social networks can have from a child perspective. I mean, we'd like to say that we could put up all these different firewalls to protect kids, but as I mentioned, with these different online sites and these chat rooms and instant messages, things can pop up in front of a kid's eye within a short notice and you not even realize it. So you really need to monitor children. If you're one who's a parent, or if you are with kids in one perspective or another, let's say you're babysitting, or let's say you have nieces, nephews, or whatever, and they're using computers, make sure that you are overseeing the sites that they're visiting and the messages that they're getting off of those computers, because these networks can be dangerous in that regard. And then also on the negative side, we've heard about stalking that could occur, and we've heard about negative comments that could be posted and the type of backlash that can come from that. I mean, we've even had some young people commit suicide because of the negative words that were posted on their Facebook pages that they found that they could not remove and people were reading about them. So I think those are more of the dark sides of using the social networks, and hopefully people will stop doing that. They'll stop using it for those negative reasons and purposes. And then I would have to say that, you know, as you're using all of these different sites, in my humble opinion, some people are posting way too much, entirely too much. I mean, I think it was, actually I don't want to say the network because I may get it wrong, but I was watching a television program one day where a detective showed that he was able to find a gentleman based on what he had posted on social network sites. It was either Twitter or Facebook or a combination of the two. And he had entered things like, you know, I'm on the corner, blah, 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 I'm on train, yeah, 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 I'm headed into store, da, 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 on street, blah, blah, blah. And within just a few minutes, this detective was able to pinpoint within like, you know, one-third of a block radius exactly where the gentleman was. So I would say that, you know, you really should watch how much information you're putting out there. Just tell generalities. You know, I went to school today, had a great time. You know, you don't have to say I sit in classroom, da-da-da, my teacher is blah-blah-blah. That is just too much detail. And unfortunately, we live in the type of world that with too much detail in the wrong hands, people will abuse it sometimes. So you really have to be careful and protect yourself. Now, I think something else that's negative in using these networks is that a lot of times people are pretending to be something that they're not. I remember in using AOL, they would have these off-site parties. And you'd never know really how people are online because they could take on all these different personas of who they want to be. I mean, they could be famous. They could have more money than they say that they truly have. They could work on at their dream job and pretend that's what they do. And I discovered in going to some of these offline parties that people can be a whole lot wilder and crazier than they say they are online. And sometimes it could take a while to really detect, you know, who people are and if they're being sincere, I should say, on who they are. You really have to do almost some investigative work to see. So be careful in who you're befriending when you're talking to people online, and don't give them personal information about you, like your phone number or your address. So really be careful, again, with what you're doing, and even for yourself, what you're saying, and hopefully you're not one who is pretending to be someone or something that you're not. And then two more things I want to mention on the negative side before I wrap things up today. You know, I think it's a shame that as we use social networking that we are so glued to computers. And my profession involves me being in the field of IT, information technology. So I've been on computers a lot. But, you know, when you are socializing just on a computer, you really lose another element of your social skills. And being to talk with people one-on-one, face-to-face, in groups, in a setting where you could see them. You know, you could sit down and talk with them, share a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or something with a person and actually have a live conversation where they can examine your body language and your body movement. They can receive some eye contact. So I think that we truly lack that, even with the webcams, and we're connected that way. You know, and I know the webcams have become wider. They can maybe give a more panoramic view. But I think there's still a lot to be said about actually talking and walking with people and being in a setting where you can see people face-to-face and be with groups of people. So be careful in having your social network be your primary way that you socialize so you can make sure you're exercising all of your socialization skills. And then the last item that I wanted to mention on the negative side is the amount of time that is consumed in being on these sites between checking email, between tweeting a one-line message, between everything that we are doing and playing games, for example, and writing instant messages and chatting in rooms. Because as I said, when I was on early on with AOL, I mean, I looked up and it would be late into the night. I'm wondering where the day has gone. Sometimes I've gone straight from using a computer into work. I mean, that was years ago. I don't do that now. But it's really interesting that a lot of those habits that I was doing years ago, we're hearing about today. And if you want to ever have a snippet of what I was experiencing back then, you need to read my book, Woman of Integrity. And it's available on America Online. And it talks about chat rooms. It has some pages in it on chat room conversation and what things were like back then and the day. And that book came out, I believe it was in the year 2000. So it was really close to the earlier boom of the social network. So certainly check out that book. So with all of that said, what I want to do now is to wrap up the day. And since I mentioned my one book, let me, of course, take a pause, a commercial break here, and mention the others. And all of my books are available on America Online. I mentioned Woman of Integrity. There's also Becoming a Published Author, Barrenhood, and Surviving a Layoff. And if you listened to the show a few weeks ago, I talked about, while on vacation, me starting up my latest book. So I did start up book number 5, which I'm looking to release by next year. So be on the lookout for it, and I'm not going to tell you the title or its contents right now, but it will have an inspirational type mood and setting to it. So I hope you'll be on the lookout to pick that one up. So with that said, let me tell you some ways to get a hold of me through email. You can reach me through my favorite email address of mailtobanks@aol.com. It's spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2, B as in boy, A-N-K-S, at AOL.com. And as I said earlier, my other one is still out there as well. You're welcome to send me a message through that, too, if you desire. It's terrianne97@aol.com, spelled terrianne97@aol.com. And then on the web, I am out there on America Online. I'm out there on MySpace, and I am on Facebook. And I also suggest to you that you become a friend of this show. I don't have a set date. I don't have a set time that I do this show. I do it as the spirit moves me and as guests have the time to appear, so it offers flexibility in both ways. So make sure that you follow the show, you become a friend of the show, so that you will know when the next shows will air. And speaking of next shows, I have to tell you that I have some great ones coming up in August and in September that include talking about these animated cartoons today that are on, reality shows, and another one I cannot wait to do, a show I'm going to do called the National Civil Rights Museum and the Lorraine Hotel. I can't wait to do that show. So I want to thank you all for listening today and listening to past shows and the shows to come up. Make sure you tell your friends and family about this program until we speak and type to one another again. Enjoy our social networks. They can be awesome. Talk to y'all later. Take care. God bless.